Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. I know it's been a while, but a lot of things have been happening. So let's just get started with the episode. So, like I said, a lot of things has been happening or happened. I just turned 28, had a little bit of a vacation type of thing for that, and actually had a lot of fun in a while, like more fun than my other birthdays. But yeah, other than that, if you haven't seen the VMAs this past Sunday, literally was one of the best, I can say. Like, literally one of the best, because it's new artists that won a Summer Awards, especially my girl Lisa. Her mini album was very fire, so she deserves it. Like, literally deserves it. She worked so hard. So I give props to Lisa for winning an award. The Blackpink comeback of Pink Venom has been having a little bit of a mix signals, because some people are like, they expect more from them for all the years that they've been together, because I think they've been together for now 6 years or more. But I believe this album that I think they're dropping in September, but from this song Pink Venom has been one of their best albums, well, songs. When they come back, I have been putting it on repeat. Like, literally, it's been on repeat. Also, Lizzo won an award. Her songs, well, they all fire. Like, I don't know why she never won a VMA before. So, props to Lizzo. She a bad bitch. Other than that, I've been looking on Twitter about this thing with Kim Graham. She was in one of the recent debuted K-pop group, and from what I've been researching and stuff, literally there was a bullying accusation that she had, and her company, I think it's Hype Entertainment, if I'm wrong, let me know, literally was investigating it, and long for more, she got dropped from their industry, and literally is labeled a bully. But I don't know how the system works over there in Korea about the bullying, but from my research, a little bit is kind of very harsh over there with bullying accusations. Okay, so with the bullying accusations, it's a little bit harsh in Korea. So I was deep diving into it. She got dropped in June, July. Only lasted for like 2 weeks of her career in this band. But the deeper I got into it, the more it just made no sense. Hear me out. From what I seen, like, she came out and established everything. Like, to A to B, why they think she was the bullying, you know. And she did say that she was trying to help her friend, and she got punished because she was helping her friend. The bully was the person who actually said she was the bully. My thing is, if you're a big company, you know shit is going to hit the fan, or if you do anything that doesn't go with the artist. Now you on very hate fire because you dropped this 16-year-old girl from her dream job because your audience was attacking her without no evidence, with anything. And apparently the friend of Kim basically had all the evidence given to you and they showed the proof that you have it, now you have nothing to save. You could have saved this girl's innocence. And my thing is, they're a little bit too harsh because, first of all, why are people giving their opinions if they don't know the full story? You wasn't there, you don't know who's lying, you don't know who's telling the truth. Don't give your opinion where it's not needed. Let them do their research, let them do their investigation, whatever. And once they have everything, they should have came out and said what they had to prove her innocence or to prove her guilty. And then you decide. Don't decide to drop the girl without even going through all the evidence that is either against her or with her. It's just, to me, it was just so stupid, and you ruined a innocent girl. Mind you, she's 16. A 16-year-old girl, whole career. She can come back to like singing as solo. I would highly recommend, if anything of that sort's happened, come back as a solo artist. A lot of people have done solo artistry without a major company. Yeah, a major company can give you a lot of more, help in sorts, but nowadays, with a little bit of a chorus and everything, and you're singing, I think she can do it. But these big companies need to protect more of their younger artist than actual listening to the audience. Because at the end of the day, you have to protect your artist. You signed them for a reason. It's your responsibility to let them be, innocent or guilty until there's proof. But I just don't like how the audience, it's just so ugly. Y'all can't, like, and there's like older people. It's not like 14, 15, 6, like 16. It's older audience that were fans were coming for this girl younger than you. How does that make you look like? Like, it makes you look stupid. Like, literally stupid. Because this girl is so young, she's still trying to learn the way around the world and these adult fans, yes, they are adult fans, literally was coming for this girl's throat because someone said she was bullying them without no evidence, no nothing. She was criticized so bad, and it's like that's kind of disgusting for you to do that. Like, you're a grown adult, like from what I've seen on Twitter. Most of them were grown ass adults trying to tear this 16-year-old girl down. Like, you look stupid. Take some seats, be grown about it. And I felt bad. Like, I really felt bad for this girl. Like, she really just dreamed of this, and it's good that she, even if she was dropped out, still in the company or drop off, she should have said her piece. I don't give a fuck if you tell me not to. I mean, fuck out of here. You're not doing your job to prove my innocence. So guess what? I'm going to prove my innocence even though you're not doing it for me. So, and even her friends came forward, which is fucking crazy. Like, your friends come forward and tell the truth and say they have all the materials to prove that she was innocent. It's just baffled. Very baffled. So another thing that has been changed is my setup. If you haven't checked my channel, which is Cat World Vlogs, it will be in the description. Go ahead and check it out. I changed my whole entire setup. I got the iMac 24 in orange, and I've been fucking loving every little bit of it. All my work has been through this computer lately, so yeah, I really love the setup. It's really, really cute. I still have to do a little bit more decoration and organization, but other than that, I fucking love this setup. Other words, I went on Twitter the other day and just strolling on Twitter, you find a lot of funny shit on Twitter if you don't. Like, I find a lot of funny shit on Twitter. And one tweet that I was so fucking dying, it was, and I don't think we need it for right now. Like, we will not survive this at all. It's basically this person said that monkeypox is boring ass fucking disease. We need something bigger next year. And they say zombie apocalypse. Sir, we don't need that. No. Especially for people who live in the city, I don't think we need a zombie apocalypse. One, we will not survive it. 'Cause I saw on YouTube there's like a how to survive. Literally, if you live in a city, everyone will be turning into a zombie within a day, half a day tops, because there's just a lot of people compact in like one building, compact in like one area, especially Manhattan is a fucking island. There's a bunch of people in this little tiny ass island. That shit would be gone within half a day. So I don't think we would survive that. And half some of these people do not know how to drive a car. So to get away, where are you gonna go? The train? That's the worst fucking idea you can ever have, is going into a fucking train. But you know, I don't think we will survive it. So I don't think we should manifest a zombie apocalypse, you know, for a little bit more entertainment, because nowadays life it is kind of like the same day every day, and it's kind of is getting boring. But I think a zombie apocalypse is a little bit too much, unless you're ready for that. Like I am. I have a bed and everything, but I don't wish that at all manifested whatsoever, because I live in the city and ain't gonna be rocking with it. Not gonna be me. So, and a lot of people I saw in the comments like, yo, we should, because that shit's gonna be lit. Like, have y'all seen zombie movies at all? Like, cities are the first thing to go. Literally, cities are the first thing to go. And it's because mostly the countryside, everything is like separated. Like, houses are like miles and miles apart. And it's just grass and woods and forests and certain things. So it's a little bit hard to get in contact with a certain amount of people. While in the city, you have in one fucking floor, four different apartments or six different apartments. You hear one growl, you go outside, that's it, you're done. But please don't be stupid enough to do that. If you hear like a growl, don't go outside. Look out the window, do something. Just don't go outside to look for it, because you know, Hispanics, we don't fuck with that shit. We hear one wrong shit, we stay there until it is figured out. We don't go towards the sound, we don't go towards the screaming. We will not go towards that. You wanna be going towards that? Go ahead. By all means, but we ain't dying today. That's a fact. Like, we're not dying today. We're probably dying if it's like an accident or we stumble upon it and it was just there in our face. But to go towards the creepy sounds ain't gonna be us. It'll never be us. Sorry, it's not gonna be us. Nope. Ain't gonna be doing it. But yeah, that was just the funniest shit on Twitter that I've seen so far. Now for brand new music I seen. Every month I always do like a whole playlist for like new music that I'm feeling and popping to. I made this September one, and literally is so like versatile, because I do have Spanish, English, Korean, Japanese. The ones that I've been popping more is Olivia O'Brien, Becky G, Karol G, Blackpink, basically Ivy, Boys World, aespa, Stacy, G-Idle, pretty much Leehee, of course Bad Bunny, XG, Lisa, not like Lalisa, but Lisa, the Japanese artist, Megan Thee Stallion, and Dua Lipa. Those are the top ones that I have been jamming so far. I don't know, it's just a mixture. But if you do want to check out the Apple Podcasts, I mean the Apple Podcasts, the my music playlist on Apple Music, I will put it a link in the description so you can go ahead and check it out and see something different in your music playlist. So I'll be putting that there. And yes, I do this every month, where I transfer new music and old music into one monthly, playlist. Go ahead, check it out. It's kind of fun how to do this because I always like the way that I do it is basically I go to TikTok. TikTok be distributing so much music and so different versatile music. So once I hear something that I click with, I literally on the lookout for the song either on Spotify or the comments on TikTok and just add it to the playlist. And I just keep adding it and adding. But TikTok has been the way to find good music so far. The VMAs, I found some good music that I also added to it that I didn't listen until now. But it's on my new playlist for September, so. And September starts in 2 3 days, I believe. 2 days? 2 days. So, other than Blackpink, the song that I've been listening to is, oh, Twice. Twice has released a song, Talk That Talk, and at first I was a little bit hesitant with the song, but I literally haven't been stopping from singing the song, so it's been catchy for me right now. If you haven't heard of XG Mascara, that's another song. They're actually Japanese K-pop band. And they're singing English because they're English. There's one of the girls that captured my attention so bad because her facial structure just, I don't know, it's so gorgeous, but differently gorgeous. And I just found out she's Japanese Australian, which is, I wasn't expecting the mixture. I really was not expecting that mixture. But she's beautiful. The whole entire group is beautiful. Their vocals are amazing. Their dance sequence they're so in sync with their dances. It's just baffling. But you should check them out. Ivy, I literally just got upon them with Love Dive. And then now they did release a song called After Like, which has like a tone for it's like an old version song that I know of that is the same tone as this song after, like, I don't know where from, but it's kind of similar to like old music. Once I get it, I'll probably let you know. Just like Pink Venom. Pink Venom has three things. I was on YouTube and I literally came upon this and why Pink Venom was popping but also has a familiar sound. And I came to find out that the first verse of Jennie's when it comes in is basically a tone from a Biggie song. The one that Lisa says 1 to the 2 basically is Doremi from Rihanna. And the last bit, I forgot what the last bit was, but it's from a song. I'm not sure. Don't remember where it's from, but it's from another artist. But it's kind of funny how these songs literally relate to songs from back in the day, is awesome. I kind of fucking love it. But I did know it had like a familiar sound to it. I just couldn't pinpoint what it was. But this person literally gave the idea and they actually does sound the same. But yeah, that's for the Blackpink song. I get props. Another news from my mother, because I don't go too much with the Hispanic world news like that, because some of them are too dramatic, to be honest with you. If you guys know Anuel, he is literally a Latino singer who married this Dominican girl because he cheated on her. He cheated on Karol G with her, but apparently now he dumped her in Dominican Republic and she's pregnant. And I don't know what's going on with that. But Karol G, she a hot bad bitch. Like, I don't know why Noel decided to go ahead and cheat on her. Like her new song, I advise you guys to see it, and especially Plan B is back. If you don't know Plan B, that's from my time. Plan B was the G of fucking reggaeton. Like, all the beats, all the fucking verses was this man Plan B. Apparently he's back and blessed Karol G's song because that shit is fuego. Like, fucking fuego. I fucking love it. I think he's is going to be going more on different songs, hopefully, because those songs that he did back in the day was fucking fuego. Oh, Bad Bunny did win an award. I think, if I'm not mistaken, was for Artist of the Year. I think it was Artist of the Year, and he did a concert in Yankee Stadium, which I love Bad Bunny, but I'm not gonna waste my money just to see him, even though I would like to see a concert. But concerts are like $2,000, and why? Like, why? Why is it that expensive? It's more expensive than my fucking rent. Like, come on. But other than that, props to Bad Bunny. That man deserve it because his albums, all the shit that he drops, has been fire. Literally. And lastly, has anyone noticed that this year has been gone by so quick? Like, we already about to be in September. That means we have at least 4 months left, 3 to 4 months left of the year. And like, I'm not gonna hold you. Without me recording these videos, life has been a blur. Like, literally, this whole year has been a fucking blur. To be honest, this year has been a blur. This year has been lessons, fucking learning lessons of the people around me and stuff like that. But it's been so fucking fast. Like, it's just baffling how the time is going faster than usual this year. Literally, we're about to be in 2023. And if you tell me what happened in January right now, I will tell you I have no fucking idea. And I was there. Like, what? It's like 2022. Why are you rushing? Like, slow your roll. And literally, I have noticed. So, have you seen, like, I'm in New York. In the summertime, the sun comes earlier. And now, I noticed this since the beginning of August that I seen. I leave my house by 5:30, and that's the sun is already out. But since August 1st, I seen once I leave at 5:30, the sun is still asleep. So winter is coming by really quick because it's dark central by the time I go out, when it's usually the sun is already out, which is fucking crazy. But it's gonna be a crazy ass winter. Winter is coming. Well, fall, my favorite fucking season ever. If you don't like fall, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Fall is my favorite one because of hoodie season. Two, because it's not too cold and not too hot at the same time. It's a bearable weather. And the fashion is the fucking best too. Winter, not a big fan because it's either too hot or too cold, too freezing. Like, you freezing your ass off, your whole face just falls to the fucking floor. Like, one late little breeze from the winter wind, your face is gone completely. That's me because I live in New York. But other places, like Florida. I'm sorry, I've been to Florida, but y'all, humidity is another level of craziness. Like, we have our hot weather here. And the crazy things, I always say this. People who live on the Caribbean island, like Dominican, Puerto Rican, well, Puerto Ricans probably, it's okay. But Dominicans always say, your summer's not compared to ours. Bitch, get the fuck out of here. First of all, y'all could be under a fucking tree, and I always will always fucking say this. Dominican Republic, you could be under a fucking tree and you'll be aight. You come to here, New York City, under a fucking tree to just beat the fucking heat. You will get a fucking breeze of fucking hot air that will fucking burn your face. Like, y'all don't understand. We have tall buildings that have mirror, and we live where it fucking cook us. Like, it's like, stop it. Y'all don't compare. If y'all want to come and live throughout the shit. This is why we love the fall. Spring is okay unless my allergy acts up, then fuck spring. That's all I can tell you. So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will be coming out with more episodes, I promise. I'm working on them. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to rate it because you can now. 5 ratings for us for whatever you want, pop off, whatever you want. But it helps us a lot. You can also add it to your podcast playlist. We are also Apple, Spotify, Google, any fucking where you can get your playlist of podcasts. We're there. Share, comment. I think you can comment on Apple. So yeah, don't forget to click in the bottom for our Instagram and also my YouTube channel to check how in-depth I work with this, a little kind of behind the scenes. So yeah, I see you guys next time, every Wednesday at 11. It's every Wednesday at 11. And yeah, I see you guys next time. Deuces!